نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا وحبيبنا وشفيعنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم Honorable ulama, respected elders, brothers, mothers, sisters, beloved youth, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. All praise due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Habibuna Mustafa Rahmatullil Alameen Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Alhamdulillah, today is the 8th of Safar 1447. We are here in Masjid Zinatul Islam in Kensington. And our topic for today is shukr and gratitude and thankfulness to Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala. There are so many verses in the Noble Quran on this topic. Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala informs us, لَإِن شَكَرْتُمْ لَأَزِيدَنَّكُمْ. If you are grateful, thankful to Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala, then I, Allah Jalla wa Ala, will increase my bounties, favors upon you. So the question arises, what is the meaning of shukr? We all use the word shukr, but what is the meaning of it? The meaning of it is irda'ul mun'im bi ni'amihi, which means that the Allah Jalla wa Ala who granted us everything, our eyes, our ears, our tongue, all the bounties which we know, which we don't know, millions, billions, zillions of them. وَإِن تَوُدُّوا نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ لَا تُحْصُوهَا. If you start counting the bounties, favors of Almighty Allah, you will never be able to enumerate it and count it and so forth and encompass it. So therefore, we should try our entire life. People are pleased with us or not, that must not bother us. وَرِضْوَانٌ مِّنَ اللَّهِ أَكْبَرُ. Allah Jalla wa Ala must be pleased with us. So that is whether it's our money, whether it's our health, whether it's what. So that is what we should learn. So today when we study myself, yourself, majority of us, we are not being grateful to Almighty Allah. And Almighty Allah complains of me and you. And the surah we all know, so surah number Hayat, in the first 5 verses, Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala speaks about the loyalty of the horses to their master and owner, manager. وَالْعَادِيَاتِ دَبْحَا فَالْمُورِيَاتِ قَدْحَا. If somebody comes to cause harm to the manager, the owner, this horse is so loyal, this time yeah, فَالْمُغِيرَاتِ صُبْحَا. Early part of the morning also, it will attack the enemy. And it will not retreat, it will always advance. Then Allah juxtaposes, draws a comparison between me and you and this horse. We are the masterpiece of Allah's creation. But what do we do? إِنَّ الْإِنسَانَ لِرَبِّهِ لَكَنُودِ. بے شک یہ انسان اپنے رب کے بہت بہت ہی ناشکر ہے. Verily, this human being, me and you, majority of us, we are very, very ungrateful, unthankful. Lakanud, lam is for taqid and emphasis, and lakanud, it is for emphasis, hyperbole, mubalagha, grateful, you will say very, very ungrateful. So this is the sickness. I have, you have, 90% of us. Do we know about it? Wa innahu ala dhalika la shaheed. And this human being, he bears testimony to that. He bears witness to that. The more Allah gave us, the more ungrateful we become. Allah forbid. The more Allah Ta'ala gives us and shower His bounties, then we say, no, that I can do this again. We feel we get away. What the police can do, what the Maulana can do, what the Imam can do. MashaAllah, Imam Sabrid now very nice. Allah Ta'ala reward the qiraat and everything that they recited. Allah Ta'ala reward all the trustees, all the musallis. So brothers, وَإِنَّهُ عَلَىٰ ذَٰلِكَ لَشَهِيدٌ. It's not something that we don't know, we know about it. Thankfulness, Allah Jalla wa Ala says, وَإِنَّهُ لِحُبِّ الْخَيْرِ لَشَدِيدٍ. That this human being is madly, intensely in love with this wealth. This money speaks all languages. So remember that. But Allah didn't say money and assets is something bad. Nay, Allah is calling it khair. We all need the money, we need the assets, we need this, we need that. But excessive love of it, this heart of ours, gets saturated, gets filled with it, and filled with this wealth. I must have more and more. I got 1 million, I'm not happy. I must have 5. I got 10 million, I must have 20. And it just goes on and on and on. How many families are breaking? How many people are not speaking to one another? Inheritance and so forth and so on. Because this excessive love for this wealth. Therefore, Allah Jalla Wala in the Quran Sharif, so many places, if you take zakat, we all have to pay zakat if we have the wealth. Surah number 13, Surah Rum, and verse 39, Allah Jalla Wala states, وَمَا آتَيْتُم مِّن زَكَاتٍ تُرِيدُونَ وَجْهَ اللَّهِ فَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُضْعِفُونَ. When you pay your zakat, O Muslim, O Muslimah, no name and fame, solely, only for the pleasure of Allah Jalla Wala, فَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُضْعِفُونَ. Allah Jalla Wala will multiply it many fold. Allah will reward us in this world and the optimum, maximum reward in the year after. فَآتَاهُمُ اللَّهُ ثَوَابَ الدُّنْيَا وَحُسْنَ ثَوَابِ الْآخِرَةِ. All this we enjoy here. MashaAllah, we have our masajid, and we have our ishtimas, and we have so many ulama, darulums, khankas, all that. So that is a bonus and a favor from Allah. Maximum reward we will get is in the year after. Allah Ta'ala grant us that reward. We know our actions are not up to date. So what is the lesson we learn from here? The lesson we learn from here is, the more we're going to spend in the path of Allah, increase. Understand the wisdom of this brother, that the love for Allah will increase, and the love for this wealth will decrease. See, Allah Ta'ala says in the Quran, in Surah Dahr, chapter 76, وَيُطْعِمُونَ الطَّعَامَ. Allah is speaking about spending in the path of Allah, voluntary charity. That is, we give every day, poor Muslim, non-Muslim, whoever, we see this car guards and so many other people. وَيُطْعِمُونَ الطَّعَامَ. Sometimes we're feeding the people. أَلَىٰ حُبِّهِ. Because of our love for Almighty Allah. We're feeding the poor people. And poor Muslim or non-Muslim, this is voluntary sadaqah and charity. وَيَتِيمَ. And sometimes we are feeding the orphans. وَأَسِيرَ. And sometimes the people in prison, the captives and so forth. So brothers, we should sometime once in this month or whenever, when we can, we should go to the prison or the ulama or brothers who are involved, we're helping them. So what is our sickness? Excessive love for wealth. And that leads to the ingratitude, unthankfulness, nashukri to Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. Allah complains of me and you, brothers. وَقَلِيلٌ مِّنْ عِبَادِيَ الشَّكُورِ. Very few of my servants, they are shakur. Very, very grateful to me. Very grateful, very few. Allah is complaining of me and you. One sahabi, Abdullah bin Amr bin As radiallahu anhu, is performing tawaf. Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu, the genius, overheard him. The dua is reciting, he's saying, Allahumma ij'alni min qaleel. Allahumma ij'alni min qaleel. Ya Allah, make me from the few people. After he finished tawaf, Sayyidina Umar, Amirul Mu'minin, asked him that I heard you reading this dua. Oh, what do you mean by this? That Allah Ta'ala must make you from the few. He said, Ya Amirul Mu'minin, Allah is saying, wa qaleelum min ibadiya shakur. That Allah Ta'ala is saying, very few people are from shakur. Shakur also is mubalagha, hyperbole, intensive form. That make me not only from shakir, the one who's grateful, make me min ibadiya shakur. That I must be very, very grateful, very, very thankful. To you, oh, Sayyidina Umar said, what a beautiful dua. He approved of it and praised him for that. See, Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam told Mu'az bin Jabal radiallahu anhu. Mu'az bin Jabal is great sahabi. A'alamuhum bil halal wal haram. The one who knows the most about halal and haram. He passed away in the 18th year of the Hijrah. One day if you go to Jordan, then it's all fascinating places. This is all Biladu Sham. Sham means the Levant. L-E-V-A-N-T. Palestine, Jordan, Syria, Lebanon. Four countries put together. In Islamic terminology, we call it Sham. In English, we call Levant. Habibuna Mustafa. Rahmatulil Alameen. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Dua. Allah mabarik lana fi Shamina. Hadith in Bukhari Sharif. Ya Allah, give barakah to the people of Sham and so forth. Nevertheless, so now if you go to a place called Shuni, there in Jordan, you will find Mu'adh bin Jabal radiallahu anhu is buried there, and his son is buried behind him. In the 18th year of the Hijrah, 11th year was Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's demise, so 7 years after that, he Mu'adh bin Jabal passes away. There was a ta'un and umwas, you know, there was a plague and all that. Thousands of people passed away. So nevertheless, so he, Mu'adh bin Jabal, how elated, delighted he felt. Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to Mu'adh, Allah, Ya Mu'adh, inni uhibbuka ya Mu'adh. I love you, O Mu'adh. Go open Mishkat Sharif Mustalah. So you must not forget to read the following dua. Fi duburi salati. Fi duburi salatik means two meanings muhaddisin scholars made. First we will read in the last sitting the tashahud at-tahiyyat. Then we will read the salawat, the durood sharif. Then we will read the dua. So in that dua, before we make salam, read Allahumma inni ala zikrika wa shukrika wa husni ibadika. Ya Allah, you assist me ala zikrika. Just now we will make zikr also, inshallah. Wa shukrika, and we're grateful to you. Wa husni ibadati, and we fulfill our duty with beauty. We make tilawat of Quran, we do good things. But many times we just do it haphazardly. We make dua, I play with my head, I play with my spectacles, yeah, I play with my beard. No. Wa husni ibadati. That our ibadat, we must do it. Fulfill our duty with beauty, with sincerity. So after salat, you made salam, now you're making dua, then read the dua. And for us it's better we read it collectively, we read it, you understand, plural. Allahumma inna ala zikrika wa shukrika wa husni ibadatik. Ya Allah, you assist us that we can make more and more zikr of you. We can be more grateful of you. Wa husni ibadatik, we can make more ibadat of you in the manner that pleases you perfectly. Not just going through the motions. On the radio I say, sometimes people, the way we read salat, up, down, kiss the ground and back to town. You see? Quick, 4 rakats in 1 minute, 2 minutes, finish. Like Taraweeh salat. It's no more Taraweeh, maaf kijiye parisab. There is no more Taraweeh salat. Is what? It's Farari salat. Ferrari. The youngsters, what you say? We can't go by this Maulana and this Imam. And, oh, it takes so long, 1 hour, 2 hours. Go by the one who, Isha, Taraweeh, 20 rakat, witr, everything, half an hour, done at last. Then half an hour, we will talk outside. That we like, you see. So that is not Salat, that is just hit and run business. So brothers, we have to learn these things here. Now the opposite, if we don't make shukr, then what Muslim, me and you, we are Muslim with Allah's fazl, Allah's grace, Allah's mercy. The greatest gift Allah has blessed us with is the wealth of Iman and Islam. 89 times Allah uses this phrase in the noble Quran. Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu, ay iman walu, O you who believe. 89 times. Ala sabilil ikram wa takreem, Abdullah ibn Abbas, Abdullah ibn Mas'ud. Radiallahu anhum, they are the greatest sahaba in tafsir and fiqh and hadith. Says when Allah addresses us, Ya ayyuhalladhin amanu, it is to elevate our rank and status. It is a motivation. See, I'm speaking here in the masjid. You got live streaming, I ask Maulana Qadisab, mashallah. So thousands of people, hundreds of people can listen to it one time. So I'm speaking, you listening, they listening. The ruh, the soul is within me. The ruh, the soul is within them. So now I can speak and you can hear. You can speak and your wife and your children will hear. The teacher will speak and the students will hear. But we say he or she passed away. Then what happens? The eyes, the ears, everything is there, but nothing can function. So, the ruh is the iman and the motivating force. And while the ruh is there and we speak and do the good things, then Islam will prevail. When the ruh is not there, then the iman, remember, also stops, meaning that it's gone nice a year after. And then remember that the Islam also. So that's why Allah Ta'ala addressed us, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu, ay iman walo, oh you who believe. So that is the most come here to the masjid, remember on a Sunday morning, and sit here after Fajr. Very good, we come for Fajr, Allah Ta'ala reward you. Man salla subha fawa fi zimmatillah, is hadith sahih, authentic hadith. You read Fajr Salah daily, and the hadith in Mishkat Sharif, we are under the divine protection of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. Allah will protect us. But now we have program, Alhamdulillah, Allah reward my brother Ahmed Abdi, all the trustees here, Dr. Harun Waraji, and everybody else, Allah, I don't know your name, all the imams and trustees. But brothers, remember, it's our iman that is there. So that is why we should be very, very careful of this. So when a person is a Muslim, mu'min, and now we are ungrateful to Allah, then you call that kufran. What we call? Kufran. Kufran means to be ungrateful. The person who is not a Muslim is out of the fold of Islam, with this faith, that faith, then you say kuffar, kafir, all that, that is for non-Muslim. But for me and you, it is kufran. Allah gave us eyes, we see wrong things. Allah gave us tongue, we speak wrong things. We hear all the wrong things. So Quran says, In shakartum la azidannakum, wa la in kafartum. And if you make kufran, if you are ungrateful, inna azabi la shadeed, then my punishment is very, very severe. See, brothers, Quran. Understand Quran, brothers. Today we just read Surah Yasin, kiss and put away, Ya Allah, give barakat in my shop. That also we commercialized. You see? See what Allah is saying in the Quran Sharif. Surah number 59, Surah Hashr, verse number 21. وَتِلْكَ الْأَمْثَالُ نَضْرِبُهَا لِلنَّاسِ لَعَلَّهُمْ يَتَفَكَّرُونَ. These examples we give, we present it to you and cite it for you so that they wonder, ponder and reflect. You must think about it. These examples are for all times, all places. See, Allah is giving us. We all know South Africa. We are here in South Africa. We are here in Johannesburg. So what Allah says, وَضَرَبَ اللَّهُ مَثَلًا قَرِيَةً. Allah gives an example of a town, of a city. كَانَتْ آمِنَةً مُتْمَئِنَّةً يَعْتِيهَا رِزْكُهَا رَغَدًا مِنْ كُلِّ مَكَانٍ. Then what happened? They were living in peace, in tranquility. I was a small boy in Heidelberg, born in Heidelberg, 50, 60 kilos from here. So what happens? We don't even bother to close the windows at night. You close, don't close. Your cars are open, close. But you don't worry, because there's peace, tranquility. مِنْ كُلِّ مَكَانٍ. So much barakah. When I went first time with Allah's help, Allah's mercy, to Karachi 1974 to study. So for one rand, one South African rand, we used to get, for one South African rand, we used to get two US dollars and more. Imagine the barakah. But what we did, see the same word, فَكَفَرَتْ بِأَنْعُمِ اللَّهِ. Allah's bounties are recurring, showering. But for kafarat, we made kufran. Now we became ungrateful. The money increased, this happened, all that. So now the more and more I'm giving you, O human being, O Muslim, O Muslimah, you're becoming more and more ungrateful. For kafarat bi amillah. So then, action, reaction, cause and effect. فَأَذَاقَهَ اللَّهُ لِبَاسَ الْجُوعِ وَالْخَوْفِ. See, it's winter. All of us here, I can't see one person. Everyone got either a jersey on, or either we got a jacket on, or we got an overcoat on, or we got our scarf on. Why? We want to cover our whole body. See Quran. فَأَذَاقَهَا اللَّهُ لِبَاسَ الْجُوعِ وَالْخَوْفِ. You can go to any city, any country, any city, any town, any place. The whole country, the whole place will be لِبَاسَ الْجُوعِ وَالْخَوْفِ بِمَا كَانُوا يَصْنَعُونَ. They will be what? Jew. See the amount of poverty, the amount of unemployment, the amount of fear we live in. We have so many things inside the house, under the mattress and under here and under there and the safe. But we have to put the CCTV cameras on. We have to have the security guards. We have to have, we live in fear. And it's poverty, unemployment. So all that leads to all the other vices, kidnapping, hijacking and theft and fraud and all these things. So as a result of our ingratitude, as a result of our unthankfulness. So brothers, so what should we do? Everybody wants to change the world, but we don't want to change ourselves. I say, you do wrong, but what about me? So we have to change ourselves. Find in the Quran Sharif and in the Sunnah Mubarakah, chapter 13, Surah Ra'd, verse 11, إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُغَيِّرُ مَا بِقَوْمٍ حَتَّى يُغَيِّرُ مَا بِأَنفُسِهِمْ. Allah will not change the condition of a people and a nation until they themselves change themselves for the better. We have to change ourselves for the better. We just sit and complain, he did this, the Arab governments are doing this, the Muslim governments are doing this. But what we are doing? Are we changing for the better? وَقْتِ تُلُّو دَيْكَا وَقْتِ غُرُوب دَيْكَا اَبْ فِكَرِ آخِرَتِ دُنْيَا كُو خُوب دَيْكَا. See? I'm not in this field. I just know two, three. You ask Maulana Qadi Sahib, they masters in all that. But sometimes Allah just put in our head. We saw the rise of people and nations. We saw the decline of people and nations. The president, prime minister, king, suddenly he dies. Suddenly he loses the elections. Suddenly the people kick him out. You know, there's a revolution. So many things happen in front of us. So all this will happen. Oh Muslim, start thinking more of the year after. We saw so much about dunya. We saw this city, this country, this place. Now we must have that shock. Ya Allah, I want to meet you, oh my beloved Allah. Do we ever make this dua, brothers? Allahumma aj'al khayra ayyamina yawman al-khaqa fi. Ya Allah, make that the best day in my life, the day I come to meet you. All of us here, I'm sure, all. You heard the name Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu. Hafiz ibn Hajar rahimahullah is a genius, a giant. Hafiz ibn Hajar rahimahullah writes in his, I have it home, alhamdulillah, Al-Isaba fi tamyizi sahaba, the profile of the sahaba, male, female, adult children. Under Sayyidina Abu Huraira, he wrote so many pages. Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu in his last moments, Marwan, the governor of Madinah Munawwara came and told him, Sayyidina Abu Huraira, Allahu yashfiq, Allah ta'ala give you shifa. So he didn't answer too much for that. He speaks, Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu, Allahumma inni uhibbu liqa'ak. Ya Allah, I love meeting you. Ya Allah, I love meeting you. Fa'ahibba liqa'i. Ya Allah, I beg you that you also love meeting me. The greatest Shaykhul Hadith of this Ummah. Allahumma inni uhibbu liqa'ak. Fa'ahibba liqa'i. Those ulama, your students go open al-isaba fi tamyizi sahaba of Ibn Hajar rahimahullah, is a masterpiece. So you will find this incident there. So apologies. If you don't know the Arabic, in English, in Afrikaans, whichever language you want. Ya Allah, I love meeting you. Ya Allah, I beg you that you also love meeting me. By that we should be. So that is shukr. We're thanking Allah for every day 2 rakat salah. Now we're going to read Ishraq salah just now, 7 o'clock or so. So my brothers, make multiple intentions. Yeah, every day, whether it's Ishraq time, whether it's Tahajjud time, whether it's Awabin after Maghrib, you must make a time, my brother, my sister. Adhan wa hadara. Whether I'm at home or whether I'm traveling, I will read my 2 rakat salat. Shukran lillahi ta'ala. To thank Almighty Allah Jalla wa'ala for all His recurring bounties and favors and so forth. We can never thank Allah enough. Remember. And then the greatest dua, see Nabi Musa alayhi salam, Allah just put it in my head now. Chapter 28. Think of this dua of Nabi Musa alayhi salam. What duas he made, subhanAllah. Nabi Musa alayhi salatu salam, his nami, isme grami, honorable name, is mentioned the most in the noble Quran for all the prophets and messengers. 136 times. He was dark in complexion. Allama Qastalani rahimahullah writes, he's a commentator of Bukhari Sharif, فَأَنَّهُ رَجُلٌ سُودَانِيٌ, as though he was a Sudani person. You see? So meaning dark in complexion, that's what they mean. But see the du'as he made. We'll just share two, three du'as of his. Chapter 28, Surah Qasas, verse 15, قال, he made du'a. رَبِّ بِمَا أَنْعَمْتَ عَلَيَّ, Ya Allah, all these bounties that you have showered upon me, فَلَنْ أَكُونَ ظَهِيرًا لِلْمُجْرِمِينَ, Ya Allah, never make me that I join and I have the mujrimeen, the criminals. Sometimes we want to please everybody. Please this one, please this one. So what the Shair says, رَعَزِي رَحَي رَحْمَان بِي خُشْ رَحَي شَيْطَان بِي, we want to please Allah also, we want to please Shaitan, Lucifer, Satan. It can't happen. In Islam, Ya Ayyuhallazina Amanu Dkhulu Fi Silmi Kaffa. Enter into Islam in its totality, brothers and sisters. So yeah, he made dua. Chapter 28, verse 17. Rabbi bima an'amta alayya falan akuna dhahiran lil mujrimin. Ya Allah, all your bounties, I appreciate it. I will use it to please you. Not that I'm going to help and assist the criminals, people in wrong. Nabi Musa alayhi salam, his elder brother is Nabi Harun alayhi salam. In age, Nabi Harun alayhi salam is elder. In rank and status, Nabi Musa alayhi salam is great. So what he dua he made? Chapter 7, verse 151. وَأَدْخِلْنَا فِي رَحْمَتِكَ وَأَدْخِلْنَا. You, my brothers, is today weekend. Why you don't take out 5 minutes, 10 minutes? Call your wife. Oh, honey, come sit here. We are giving the money just now. They come sit here. You see? The wife they like, you must give them money, you know? So you say, oh, honey, take the money. You understood, chef? Yeah. I think you got two wives. Okay. So now, brothers, you must remember that وَأَدْخِلْنَا فِي رَحْمَتِهِ, Ya Allah, include us in your special, special mercy. Wa anta arhamur rahimin. In Arabic we say waw haliya. Why it's you alone, independently, exclusively, arhamur rahimin. You are the most merciful one to show mercy. See? So now you making dua. Your wife is there, your children. Just 2 minutes, 5 minutes. Wa dakhilna fi rahmatik wa anta arhamur. What do you think Allah will make? Allah will let you live in your house. Your house will become a home. Your home will become Darussalam. A home of peace, tranquility, serenity. Allah's rahmat, barakat will come. We must believe in all these things. Nabi Musa alayhi salam, because now the people threaten him, they're going to assassinate him. He left Egypt. He went to where? To Madian, Quran says. He doesn't know anybody. But chapter 28, verse 24, Ya Allah, I need boarding, I need lodging, all that I need, Quran. He made dua. Rabbi inni bima anzalta alayya min khairin faqir. Ya Allah, whatever goodness you're sending down, may I'm in need of it. Now my brother Ahmad Abdi, he brings me, he takes me all these places. I never even knew this masjid exists. We came for Jummah, right, Ajisab? We came Jummah, now this program, Allah reward him. So all these things, yeah. So when we enter, so we read this dua. We say, A'udhu bi kalimati Allahi tamma min sharri ma khalaq. 3 times. You reach your destination, read the dua. Ya Allah, protect us from min kulli su' and wa kulli, so min kulli su'in wa makruh, from all evil and harm. Ya Allah, protect us, you see. So last one, my brothers, then we'll make the zikr. And what is that? We all, when I went to Iraq, 2000, so we went to Hazrat Pirane Peer, Sayyidina Sheikh Abdul Qadir Jilani, Rahimahullah's grave Mubarak. We went to Hazrat Junaid Baghdadi, Rahimahullah's grave Mubarak. On Sayyidina, on Junaid Baghdadi, on the board is, I'm sitting like this because I don't want to touch this mic here. So, on the radio also it happens, so I tell the listeners the jinnats are troubling us. The jinnats, they don't want you must speak, you see. They come and make noise in this table. And we got one brother there, Junaid Khan, he comes every morning, 2 o'clock in the morning. Up past 1, 2 is there, ask him, what you do? He said, no, I read namaz. I say, no, I'm going to change your name, no more Junaid Khan, I'm going to call you Jinnat Mota. You understand? We speak to all the jinnats at the time in this table. So anyway, so brothers, Hazrat Junaid Baghdadi, somebody came to him. These are the sage of the age, the awliya. He asked Junaid, who's better, you better or the dog, that puppy running around there? If it's me and you, you'll say, come here, I'll show you who's better. We might even give him a hiding, you know. Hazrat Junaid Baghdadi, rahimahullah, said, if I die with Iman and Islam, then I'm better than the dog. If I die, Allah forbid, without Iman, Islam, then even the dog is better than me. Do we even think of this? So last one, brothers, that let us always read this. Chapter 12, Surah Yusuf, verse 101. Tawaffani muslima wa alhiqni bis-salihin. Tawaffani muslima. See, your wife is expecting, your daughter is expecting, your daughter-in-law. Oh, they want children. So before, chapter 37, verse 100, Rabbi habli min as-salihin. Ya Allah, grant me pious offspring. That is beginning, before the baby is born. Then Nabi Ismail alayhi salam, then Nabi Ishaq alayhi salam. See the ending. Nabi Yusuf alayhi salam, he went through the vicissitudes, ups and downs, in the well and in the jail and lot of things, soul as a prisoner. But Allah, wa tu izzu man tasha, wa tu zillu man tasha. In the ending, he cries, Ya Allah, you gave me everything. You made me minister, prime minister, ruler. But now I got shocked to see you. I want you must take me, Allah. Surah 12, verse 101. Tawaffani muslima wa alhiqni bis-salihin. See again salihin. Ya Allah, make me pass away with Iman Islam and unite me with the devout and pious servant. Allah, make our ending on Iman. Allah, make our ending the best day in our life. And Allah is pleased with us and we are pleased with Allah. Allah Jalla Wala, make us a means that we can speak certain things, do certain things, that we become an asset to humanity. فَأَمَّا الزَّبَدُ فَيَذْهَبُ جُفَاءً. You all went to Durban, you went here, you went to your river. You see the bubble and the foam is on top. And the water is beneath that. Oh Muslim, this is the choice you must make. Are me and you the bubble on top? That's a sign of batil, of falsehood. Zionism, apartheid, and communism, democracy, and your capitalism and secular, all that. It can't last, it will disappear. وَأَمَّا مَا يَنْفَعُ النَّاسِ. And that which will become an asset to humanity. Take the water of Islam, my brothers and sisters, and present it to the world. We have the best, we must share it with the rest. We'll do that, inshallah. Okay, we're making zikr now. So Mustafa Habib, the best zikr is tilawat of Quran. Always remember. Every day you must read Quran. You read Surah Yasin now, you didn't read. Man qara'a Yasin fi sadri nahar qudiyat hawaiju. Whosoever reads Surah Yasin in the early part of the morning, before Fajr, after Fajr, Allah will fulfill your needs. Imam Darimi mentioned this hadith in his book, portion of the Quran Sharif we read. That's the best zikr. After that, Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Abdalu zikri la ilaha illallah. So come, we'll read now, inshallah. La ilaha illallah, 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 Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Physical food we'll have, but spiritual food, Allah bi dhikrillahi tatma'innul qulub. When we make the zikr, Allah will let our hearts experience, remember the peace, the tranquility, the serenity. People got so many things, but no peace. So this is nourishment. Now inshallah we will read salawat upon Nabiul Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. All of you heard this word, durood sharif, durood. Durood is not Arabic, durood is not Urdu. So what is durood? Durood is Farsi, is Persian. So it means you must remember you are a farmer and you have a bumper crop, okay, bumper harvest. So you're going to sell it for maximum profit, P-R-O-F-I-T, in minimum time. So Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam hadith in Tirmidhi Sharif, Inna awlan nasi bi yawm al-qiyamah aktharuhum alayya salat. The people who will be the nearest to me are those people who read abundant durood sharif and salawat upon me. So we will read now, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we read la ilaha illallah, la. The love for Allah increases, our iman increases. We read sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the love for Mustafa, Habibuna rahmatulil alameen, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, will increase. Let's read inshallah. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, 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 ya rabbi salli wa sallim daiman abada ala habibika khairil khalqi kullihim. All Mighty Allah Jalla Wala, chapter 71, Surah Nur, verses 11, 12, 13 speaks about istighfar. Istaghfiru rabbakum, seek forgiveness from your sustainer and nourisher. Innahu kana ghaffara, Allah is very, very forgiving, of forgiving. Yursidi sama' alaykum midrara, that we make istighfar, Allah will send good rain, productive rain for us. Wa yumdidkum bi amwali wa baneen, Allah will increase your wealth for you. Allah will bless you with pious children. These are the worldly benefits. Wa yaj'al lakum jannati wa yaj'al lakum anhara, Allah will give you the gardens of Jannah and the streams and the rivers there and the of Jannah. And Quran says in another place, wa ma kana Allah mu'adhibahum wa hum yastaghfirun, Allah will not punish you as long as you make istighfar. Istighfar, ya Allah, we are sinners. Admission of guilt. There are no mitigating circumstances. I'm guilty as charged. Ya Allah, but you are Rahim, you are Kareem, you are Arhamur Rahimeen. Forgive us, ya Allah. So daily, that in your leisure time, use for pleasure of Allah. La ilaha illallah, tilawat al-Quran, la ilallah, durood sharif, salawat, and istighfar. Read it, astaghfirullah. Astaghfirullah, 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 astaghfirullah. Astaghfirullah, 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 rabbi min kulli dhanbin wa atubu ilayh. My brothers, inshallah, we'll make dua now, and every day we should try and keep up this, inshallah, consult your local ulama and sheikhs and so forth, and dua, see what is happening in Gaza, what is happening in Sudan, what's happening in Kashmir. Sometimes we live in luxury, then we become oblivious of the plight of the ummah. The Rohingya Muslims, Burma, the United Nations says they are the most oppressed people in the world today. So do we even feel for them, brothers? So let us raise our hands, we make sincere dua. When we make dua, first we praise Allah Jalla Wala. Then salawat ala Nabi al-Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And thereafter we beg Almighty Allah for our needs. Thereafter we read 2 rakat or 4 rakat, whatever you want. You read 2 rakat salat, inshallah, ishraq salat, hadith in Tirmidhi. You will receive the reward of Umratun wa Hajjatun Tammah, Tammah, Tammah. You know how difficult it is to go for Umrah, for Hajj nowadays, all the procedures. Every day we can make Umrah, every day we can make Hajj. So inshallah, 15 minutes or so after sunrise, then we turn to Allah, read 2 rakat salat, 4 rakat. Allah will give us every day reward, maximum reward of Umrah and Hajj. Allah Ta'ala accept us all. Come brothers, we make dua now for ourselves, for our families, for the Ummah and Muslimah. And don't forget our beloved country. Allah Jalla wa Ala grant us all protection as well. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Allahumma la uhsi thanaan alayk. Anta kama athnayta ala nafsik. اللهم لا أحصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسي. اللهم لك الحمد بالإيمان ولك الحمد بالإسلام ولك الحمد بالنبي آخر الزمان ولك الحمد بالقرآن ولك الحمد بالصحة والعافية ولك الحمد بالأهل والعيال. اللهم لك الحمد بما هديتنا ولك الحمد بما كرمتنا ولك الحمد بما سترتنا ولك الحمد بما أرزقتنا وأعطيتنا. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم بارك على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. رضينا بالله ربا وبالإسلام دينا وبمحمد صلى الله عليه وسلم رسولا ونبيا. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين. ربنا هب لنا من أزواجنا وذرياتنا قرة أعين واجعلنا للمتقين إماما. على الله توكلنا ربنا لا تجعلنا فتنة للقوم الظالمين ونجنا برحمتك من القوم الكافرين. اللهم اكفنيهم بما شئت اللهم اكفناهم بما شئت. اللهم إنا نجعلك في نحورهم ونعوذ بك من شرورهم. اللهم عليك باليهود الظالمين المحتلين الغاصبين الملؤونين المستوطنين يا رب العالمين. اللهم منزل الكتاب ومجري السحاب وسريع الحساب وهازم الأحزاب وهازم الأحزاب. اهزمهم وزلزلهم اهزمهم وزلزلهم وانصرنا عليهم يا رب العالمين. اللهم اجدد وطأتك على جيوش أمريكيين وإسرائيليين وبريطانيين وهنديين وأعداء الدين يا رب العالمين. اللهم انصر الإسلام والمسلمين في كل مكان يا رب العالمين. اللهم انصرهم في السودان وفي كشمير وفي بورما وفي كل مكان يا رب العالمين. اللهم انصرهم في غزة يا رب العالمين. اللهم انصرهم في الضفة الغربية وفي فلسطين يا رب العالمين. اللهم اشف مرضانا مرضى المسلمين وارحم موتانا موتى المسلمين. يا الله our brothers have come here to this masjid for your name, for your zikr, for your pleasure, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, accept us all for your deen, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, grant our marhumin jannat al-firdaus al-a'la. Ya Allah, those who are ill and sick, grant them shifa'i kamil, Ya Rabbul Alameen. Ya Allah, unite our hearts, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, increase your love in our hearts, Ya Allah. Grant us the true love of Mustafa, Habibuna, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, tomorrow on the day of justice, Allah marzukna, shafa'at al-Nabi al-Mustafa, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Let the Master, Habibuna, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, intercede for us, Ya Rabbul Alameen. Ya Allah, bring about unity between husband, wife, parents, children, siblings, brothers, sisters, and the entire Ummah Muslimah. Ya Allah, wherever ijtimaas are taking place, Ya Allah, whether it be in Mauritius, whether it be in Durban, whether it be in Beira, Mozambique, or all other parts of the world, in India, Pakistan, or in the West, Ya Allah, accept it, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, protect our madaris, our darulums, our khankas, our Masajid, Ya Allah, protect all our institutions out of your fadl, your grace and mercy, Ya Rabbal Alameen. Qal Allahu Ta'ala fi sha'ni habibi, inna Allah malaikatahu yusalluna ala al-Nabi, ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu, sallu alayhi wa sallimu taslima. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala Ali Muhammad, kama sallaita ala Ibrahim wa ala Ali Ibrahim, innaka hamidun majid. Tawaffana muslimin, walhiqna bishuhadai wa salihin, ghayra ghazaya, wala لا ندامة ولا مفتونين. اللهم إنا نسألك من خير ما سألك منه نبيك وحبيبك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم ونعوذ بك من شر ما استعاذ منه نبيك وحبيبك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. وأنت المستعان وعليك البلاغ ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم. ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وأرنا مناسكنا وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم. رب اجعلني مقيم الصلاة ومن ذريتي ربنا وتقبل دعاء. ربنا اغفر لي ولوالدي وللمؤمنين يوم يقوم الحساب. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون سلام على المرسلين والحمد لله آمين. Whenever we make dua we must say Ameen ourselves. Ameen means Ya Allah accept our dua. Not we just finish and then must say Ameen also. Inshallah.